There was a clear correlation between crop choice and political complexity. Societies that grew grain tended to have more hierarchical political systems, empires even, like the rice-cultivating and wheat-cultivating kingdoms of ancient India. Tuber crops were associated with smaller, more local political units. While the economists examined that agricultural data, they found that more productive regions did not necessarily lead to more complex societies. The crucial factor wasn't the amount of food that a society could produce. It was the type of food they chose as their main crop, grain or tuber. Does the theory make sense? Consider for a second what that means. In Diamond's version of events, certain regions were cursed because they were less efficient at growing food. Low productivity leads to low agricultural surpluses, which then leads to less complex societies. According to the economist's data, the productivity of the land didn't matter. The curse was in the type of crop.